Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, we are living in a dark time now, are we not? I mean, just look around you. The sun goes down early and it rises late. It's winter. It's usually cold out. It's not today. I even forgot to wear a jacket today. But we spend so much time with it being dark now. And as we've been looking through this Advent season at where some of our traditions come from, some of our Christmas traditions come from, a lot of it comes out of this darkness. One of the big things we have a lot of these days are Christmas lights. You know, we light extra candles with our Advent wreath, and we have lights in our homes, lights on the Christmas tree, lights around houses to shine in the darkness. And it's because of the winter time and the fact that it is dark for so long, for so much of our day, it's dark. One of our traditions is the Yule log. And the whole point of the Yule log is to burn brightly and create light in the darkness. And again, that's why we burn candles. You know, there's some other celebrations and holidays going on at the same time of year, like Hanukkah is a festival of light. Kwanzaa is a festival of light. You know, just last week, Ruby's choir at school did a whole concert of songs about light, because light is so important to us at this time. And it's kind of neat to drive around sometimes at night and see all the big light displays that people put on in their houses. We were watching a thing on TV last night, and it was kind of funny. They were like showing this tape of somebody was like driving down the street and just all these houses, house after house, that was lit up really brightly, you know, with like somebody takes the time to put the lights on the whole outline of the house to show where the house is and around the doors and the windows and the icicles and all those lights that I don't bother to put up. But I liked it. They got to the last house and that house was dark, but there was a big sign lit up in the front yard pointing toward all the lights and it said, "Ditto." If anybody in our neighborhood put lights on, I'd probably do that too, but I don't think anybody puts lights on their houses in our neighborhood. But we have these lights just lighting up the darkness and the cold. Unfortunately, it's not only the night that's dark. The whole world is dark anymore. And a lot of the celebrations that Christmas was put in place to stop were very dark. In particular, I was reading up on Saturnalia, which is the Roman holiday that Christmas was really put in place to kind of stop. Because some of the early church fathers, when they were trying to preach to the Romans would say, "Okay, we like your faith and we like your Christianity, but we still want to celebrate Saturnalia. We still want to celebrate this holiday." And believe it or not, some of the church fathers told them it was okay. Well, let me tell you a thing or two about how Saturnalia works. And we have some other Christmas traditions that we hang on to today that still come out of this holiday. Saturnalia was a week-long celebration that ended on December 25th. And during that period of time, the courts in the Roman Empire were closed. During that week, there was no law. You could go out and do anything you wanted to and not be prosecuted. Imagine how that could be. It was dark indeed. Gangs of young men would roam through towns. They would go up to a house and they would knock on the door and start singing. This is where Christmas caroling is believed to have come from. They would knock on the door and start singing, and the people who lived in that house would come to the door and open it up, and these young men would be singing. They were probably all drunk. And they would be expected to give them something. And if the gift that they gave them, whether it be food or money or whatever, was not sufficient, these young men would come into the house and take what they pleased. And if you protested too much, you might not survive. These were dark times. All kinds of horrible crimes would go on because the people who were committing them knew they could not be punished. And if you felt that if you started feeling guilty at the end of the week, if you started for some reason feeling guilty about all the horrible things you had done, that was okay because there was a way to alleviate your guilt, human sacrifice. and your victim did not need to consent. You could just grab somebody off the street, gather a whole bunch of people around him, and sacrifice this person to the Roman gods, and your sins are forgiven. And the Romans said, yeah, we'd like to accept your Christianity, but we still want to celebrate this holiday. And for many centuries, Christmases were celebrated very similar to this. It kind of reminds me in a way of a really extreme version of Mardi Gras. I know that's going on close to Easter time, but it seems to me to be very similar to that in a very extreme way. You know, let's get all the sin out of our system by committing as much of it as we possibly can, and then we'll be forgiven. It's a dark time. The Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12, reads like this. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You see, even in a dark world, we are offered this light. A light brighter than any light we see around Christmas time, brighter than any Yule log, brighter than any candles, brighter than any house could be lit up to pierce the darkness. And we, again, live in a dark time today. There's something that's been going on. I've seen some accounts of this going on recently, and it really, really disturbs me. I don't know if anybody here has heard about something that's called the knockout game. Kids are playing this. If Ruby ever does this, I'm gonna knock her out. Kids are roaming around and they're just finding somebody who's not paying attention. And the goal of the game is to hit that person hard enough in the head that they go unconscious. And this is fun. It's supposed to be fun. We're living in a dark time when the most fun the kids can have is hurting somebody. I know there's a liberal church near where we live that last week had their Christmas pageant, and they were putting on a play called The Lawsuit. And it was the story of paganism suing Christianity because they wanted their holidays back. Like I say, we spend all this time saying we have to keep Christ in Christmas. Well, we took the holiday from the pagans and made it our own. And it seems to be swinging back to the pagans. And the whole reason I've been talking about these things is I want Christmas back. It's supposed to be this light shining out of the darkness. It's supposed to be the bright lights because the world is a dark place. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. This is Jesus talking to us. He says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. First, Jesus says that he is the light of the world. Now he's calling us the light of the world. If we are to be like him, if we are to be Christians, we are to be like him. And if he is the light of the world, we need to reflect that light back into the world. As bright as one light can shine, hundreds, thousands can shine even brighter. And we need to shine, and we need to be bright, and we need to show this light because the world is so dark. And we can. And we need to shine this bright correctly and take this light that reflects off of us and use it correctly. There's a story about a lighthouse keeper and this old lighthouse that was powered by oil. The light was powered by oil. And once every month, the lighthouse keeper received a shipment of oil, and that had to last him the whole month. Well, one particular winter, when times were hard, people were coming to him because they knew he had all this oil. And the woman came to him and asked him, she said, it's so cold in my house, and I've got a baby, and we need to keep the house warm. Can I have a little bit of oil to warm my home? He thought that sounded reasonable, so he gave her some oil. And another man came by later, and he said, can I have some oil to make light? It's so dark in my home. I need some oil for my lamps. And well, that seemed reasonable, so he gave the man some oil. And more people kept coming and asking him for, you know, just a little bit of oil. And as the end of the month approached, the lighthouse had no more, and ships began to wreck on the rocks because the lighthouse wasn't lit, because he had used his oil for things that it was not meant for. We need to take the light that we've been given and use it and shine it into this dark world. Ephesians 5, 8 to 9 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth." Science tells us that the basic element, if you can call it that, is darkness. Light is not the absence of darkness. Light is not the absence of darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. We add light to the darkness to chase the darkness away. And that is why we are here. That is what Christ calls us all to be this light in the darkness. And we've got a world full of it. We've got a world full of darkness. Well, how much can any of us do on our own? I read an interesting little article the other day I wanted to share with you. Bit of history. As newsman Clarence W. Hall followed American troops through Okinawa in 1945, he and his Jeep driver came upon a small town that stood out as a beautiful example of a Christian community. This is in Japan at the end of the Second World War. He wrote, "We had seen other Okinawan villages down at the heels of despairing. By contrast, this one shone like a diamond in a dung heap. Everywhere we were greeted by smiles and dignified bows. Proudly, the old men showed us their spotless homes, their terraced fields, their storehouses and granaries, their prized sugar mill. Hall said that he saw no jails. There was no drunkenness, and divorce was unknown in this village. He was told that an American missionary had come through this town some 30 years earlier. While he was in the village, he had led two elderly townsmen to Christ and left them with a Japanese Bible. These new believers studied the scripture and started leading their fellow villagers to Jesus. Hall's Jeep driver said he was amazed at the difference between this village and the others around it. He remarked, "So this is what can come out of one Bible and a couple of old men who want to live like Jesus." What about you? Do you want to live like Jesus? Do you want to be this light in the darkness? Because the world is a dark place, not just at nighttime. We are called to live our lives like Jesus, to be lights shining in that darkness, to help people find their way, to show them the way out of the darkness. Amen.
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Well, the benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And the good and final word for us today is light. Light's a good thing, because when we get down to it, we're really still kind of afraid of the dark, aren't we? And I know I've heard people tell me, you know, there's nothing there in the dark that isn't there when the lights are on. But that wasn't always the case. There are things that come out in the dark that aren't there when it's light. I was out in our yard not too long ago at night, and something scurried past me in the dark, and I almost screamed like a girl. We have night lights to keep us from tripping over things in the dark. And let us remember as we leave this place that we are that light. We are meant to be that light, and we need to let that light shine. Because there are things out there in the darkness that are chased away by the light. And that's why we're here. This service is over. Your service must now begin. Go from this place, shining like bright lights in the darkness, casting away the shadows, and be blessed. Amen.